All right, guys, just wax your nipples.
I don't know if we got enough time for that.
Welcome to episode 7 of the D Squad.
Hey, happy New Year.
We're back with a special where we're going to be waxing our homeboy here.
What's up?
You can smack him in the face of the baby.
And we're going to be talking about, what we say, American, what? Oh, not American.
Are we talking about beauty standards?
Yeah, beauty standards. What we do to attract the opposite sex.
Clearly, one of the things is
how that correlates with beauty standards.
So, if you guys didn't hear a couple episodes ago, Rick got drunk. And stated that he was going to get waxed.
Oh, man.
And,
a few weeks later, here we are.
Yeah, a few weeks later, here we are.
Word is bond. Good job.
Word is bond.
And the funny part is, Rick still thinks he won that drinking competition. He looks like a clear winner right now.
He totally won. Listen,
apparently, this is good for me. Like, I'm going to be feeling great.
All right, where
is it? Hello? What's that?
I'm going to use 3 strips.
Hold on, where's the live function?
3 strips.
Yes, I'm going to do 1 here, 2 here.
You got live.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it.
No.
How's it feel?
It feels thick and hot.
Is it hot or is it
not hot? Just a little bit hot. But hold
so right now he's getting the waxing going.
That's right.
He's
gonna be like,
"Call
wax on, wax on."
No.
Oh wait, hold on. Oh sorry, are you ready?
No. I can't find the live.
I'll do it.
You know, just go. You click home. You highlight the D Squad, and then you go.
You know, the longer it stays there, it's just gonna peel off all that skin and everything. He's gonna be like red.
Okay, then yeah. You know what? We just gotta do it. They're just gonna have to catch it on the next one.
It's at the bottom instead of.
Yeah.
We can do the next one.
Oh, Jesus!
Alright, so he just got the first pull. Sorry, not paying attention.
Oh, Jesus was a line in that 40-year-old virgin movie. I see that it works.
That wasn't that bad.
Wasn't
why
that
are
bad.
You curling
on,
your leg? What?
He's relaxing.
He's relaxing.
I'm relaxing.
Can you relax?
I'm relaxing.
Alright, so.
What do you do
why?
For beauty standards?
And like, yeah, why do women get waxed?
I get waxed for my pedicure lady.
Why do you get waxed for your pedicure?
Why?
Well, my
why
legs
you wax
is
your feet?
Wait, you get waxed for your pedicure lady?
Do your feet
yeah,
look like Frodo Baggins?
No, I'm saying that when I do my legs and
body
stuff.
Is a temple.
My body is a temple. Here we go, guys. She's
right, we're good. We're good.
It's like a little blood spot. That's cute. Look at you with your battle scar.
You know what?
It's okay, Rick. I don't
want to.
So, it's beautiful. Women, we want to know, like, really.
Where do you get?
How do you go through? I know men manscape. So, men, we manscape.
We manscape
because
it's nice and simple.
Yeah.
I agree to a Brazilian.
Why would you go full on painful like this? Like,
woo.
Why?
It's not painful.
It's just, it's like this nice
it's not painful.
Warm.
I don't think it's painful.
I mean, I think his reaction says otherwise.
It's a nice warm feeling, like when she applies the wax, but I know that that warm feeling only lasts as long as
look at that. Look at the blood spots.
He's got a
laser
for sure.
Go for it, girl.
It reminds me of that.
Wait, can I rip it?
That was a large area.
Woo!
You did it so well.
All right.
That was real. Holy shit, that was.
Damn near jumped off the table with that one.
You still got a little hair there.
You know what?
Down. Hold on, let me get a shot of that. Whoa.
Yep.
Damn it, boy.
Yes,
damn
yes.
It.
Welcome
remember,
to the
is
squad.
It, what's happening to your armpit's gonna happen.
Oh, Nicole's
bro.
On. Hi, Nicole. Daniel, what's up,
Daniel? You said, hey, what up, Nicole, right?
Daniel's dying. I'm not
saying
that.
Give
him
something, but give
them
a wave.
Give
them
a wave.
By the way, guys,
that's my wave.
We are only going to be getting his pits.
Yeah.
When we get to the nether regions, we're going to, you know, we're not going to be live on that.
Only
you guys got to listen to the podcast for that one.
You're going to have to be on the OnlyFans.
So what stupid things
so
you guys do, I mean, not stupid, I'm not going to say waxing is stupid.
Right.
But we obviously it's painful. What painful thing the guys do
for
beauty standards?
For guys or for girls or both?
Both. Let's talk about it. Like,
no, he said it's stupid.
It is bleeding.
I mean, waxing is like, listen, I'm a shaved guy. Like, I don't understand why people wax, but you know.
Oh, God, he has a lot of blood.
Yeah,
he's
because this is his
he's
first
so
time waxing.
Yeah.
He's very delicate.
Oh, he's first time.
Oh, man.
Look at that leg curl.
All right, so Sai, what beauty standards do you do?
What beauty standards do I do?
Let's hear it.
I shave. I'm a simple guy. I shave. I have a safety razor. I shave the chest. I shave the pubes. That's about it. Yeah, that's it. Every once in a while when the armpits grow too long, I take scissors and trim them down.
That's it.
But that's really it. I mean, if you want to talk about maybe like...
Guys trim their underarms?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I shave my underarms.
Obviously,
you won't need to for a while.
Shave.
No, definitely not. I'll trim my shit every now and again, but that's about
you
it.
How we looking, guys? How we looking?
You're looking so fresh and so clean.
Yeah, Nicole says,
dude, weird. You can eat off of there. I mean, not with the blood there, but
the fuck?
Stew!
This is Rick's setup, you know, we want to know, like, you know, he's in it.
Oh, man.
By the way, damn.
This is better than coffee.
This is so much better than coffee. This is out.
Hey, Rick, I bet you're awake now, aren't you?
I'm good with cold. Oh, that feels so good.
What is that?
Aloe? Yeah.
Oh, that feels good.
There you go.
Damn, that's gonna feel good on the balls, too.
Oh, my God. Almost worth it.
I think she misses by someone on here. No.
Oh, my blood.
Beauty
so
standards.
One of the beauty standards we can talk about that guys do is working out.
Yes.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah.
You do?
Sometimes.
You crush yourself?
Hey. Look at that.
I don't know.
Flex.
Is it rocket flex? Where's that flex? You want to pop?
See, my muscles aren't as big as those size because he's been working out longer, but whatever.
I mean, like, literally. So when I was younger, I started working out. But actually, I started working out for sports. When I started playing football, they were like, you have to put size on. So that's when I started lifting weights. And now it's just about
David,
performance for me.
Oh, I started working out to pick up girls. And that was it. Oh, man.
Now, does it work?
Working?
Does that work for you?
I mean, it worked for a while, and then I stopped caring as much.
This is the face of pure fear.
Everybody's like
warm.
Crowding around.
It's like a hot, warm sensation, but I know what comes after.
Yeah, your balls.
Rick is going for the second pitch, guys, on the podcast. Second side.
Okay.
Don't you get? You have tattoos. Like,
can I get? Can
that's
I,
a different pain.
Can I bring one?
Yeah.
Yes, I get the pull one.
Yes.
Whoa! I got the pull one.
What is this?
Yes.
But don't be smart with it though. You gotta like go quick, man. Don't be like half and half bullshit, bro.
You have to commit.
Hold on. We should collect every single strip so we can tally it all.
Make sure we got them all.
What the? Damn, bro.
Nothing is happening. Stop squeezing my hand.
I just imagined it.
What the? He's like going through mental pain already. Don't
all
go right. Even near
hook
you.
Hook him up so I get to pull this one.
His anguish is mental.
No, somebody hold my hand. Somebody.
You're a big boy.
I hate you all.
This is better than fight camp.
It's my
side.
Do I get free kicks on you for this?
Nope.
I don't get free kicks for this.
What? You're not giving birth. Put your legs down.
Okay.
Right.
Elsa,
you're
good.
Gonna pull it this way.
Pull it that way.
Yeah, and
not
do
this
it
way.
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Please, please.
This is the moment we've all been waiting
just
for.
Just do it.
This is a proof that I'm a man or not.
Just do it.
Can I do this?
Just do it.
You really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh! So much wax.
This is such a good feeling. I want to do this.
You want to get paid to do it?
I want to get paid for this. Look at that back arch. Look at the back arch.
He's squirming.
We're good.
Oh, wow. There's more blood on this one than the other one.
Yeah, I think, honestly, like, beauty standard-wise, this should look
pretty
painful.
This is ridiculous.
Like, why do you even do this?
I didn't show you. You should have seen it in one strip. The one strip does the whole thing at one time.
Jeez.
Oh, let's do it. Let's just get that one step. Let's just rip it.
Are you gonna pull again?
Rip him down.
Oh, what's it again?
That's
too
much.
Yeah, we'll
pull. Kamachi gets a pull.
I mean, you're not touching my balls, so. If you want to do it, this is the only chance, Macho.
This is practically
unless you
barbaric.
Do the nipples, then we can
this
be
practically barbaric.
No,
it's like
I don't see why people do this. Like, why do women do this? Like, and they enjoy it. They're like, oh my god, I gotta wax.
Well, they don't do it to their armpits.
Like,
they do it to their
Macho, let's go.
I'm sure feels
it's about hygiene. And
let her finish.
Whoa.
Sit there.
Pulling hair is not about hygiene.
Why? I think he enjoyed it more than I did, honestly.
Let me tell you.
Are you crying? Are your eyeballs red?
You're crying.
All right, so
I'm not crying.
So,
I'm crying.
Fun fact.
All
right.
Live. We're going to go down to the Nether region, so we're going to log off now.
I just want the record
to
show that Rick right now is actually tearing up.
Yeah.
I just want everybody to know that back home. His eyes, he's got allergies. That's what it is.
Yes,
he's allergies. I'm not crying. You're crying.
All right, guys. Wave goodbye to Rick. We're going to hit the Nether regions, and Craig is here, so somebody's got to go and get him. So, all right, kids.
Oh, so that's that break.
See you on the OnlyFans.
See you later, Bruce.
Peace out, girls. Scout.
Okay, no problem. The cleanup isn't that bad.
Share to IGTV.
No, don't shake.
No, I'm not shaking.
He said don't shake.
No, no, it's okay. Let it happen. My legs were fiddling each other. It's all good.
Do you want me to go get Craig from the door?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Make sure you did the temperature check and the
Feel free to keep talking because the podcast.
So, Rick, I want to ask you.
What's up?
What's the craziest thing you've done for, like, beauty standards?
Getting waxed.
Good answer. I was going to say, if this ain't it, I don't know, Rick.
No, I mean, I've done manis, I've done manicures, pedicures, I shave, like,
why are
regularly.
You yelling?
Sorry, I don't know how far the mic is.
Are you at a rock concert? Are you deaf?
Yes.
What are you saying?
Manicures, pedicures, I do, I shave. Work out, and then like,
hey, you're boring as
that's
fuck.
It.
Goddamn, does anybody do anything good for like?
No, what do you do?
Nah, I'm basic as fuck. I shave. I'm like, I trim my hairy ass fucking armpits down. Freaking the closest I'll get to it is like, I seriously would look. We talked about this before. I would look like a cow if I don't fucking like cut down my damn eyebrows and shit because I got the unibrow going on. But that's about it. But waxing, I just can't
do
it.
Do you get your eyebrows done?
No, I don't. I just got a straight razor and just blah 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 and it's just.
Even the middle part?
Shit.
Oh, nice.
Correct. Welcome to the party.
What's up,
man?
Dude, you missed the best part.
No. He's here for the best part.
Oh, what's going on, brother? This was the.
What up, homie? What's
up, man?
All right, so what are the. Just title.
I only got your
title in the description.
Yes.
Oh,
he's still bleeding and everything. It's the best.
He's not.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, so.
Are you recording right now?
Yeah, we are recording live.
Alright, so, why?
Do you want to look at it?
Because he made a promise when he was drunk.
I made a promise when drunk that I was
on the podcast.
So, you know,
it looks good. You know what?
Your balls are going to look like this.
Oh. Your chest while you're at it?
Yeah.
No, we're not doing my chest.
I mean, so.
Hold on,
shaving
you back the balls and
then.
You know what's funny? Like, that's not
that's what I'm hearing. I hear he's going to have to lift. Tuck, pull.
So would you do this again?
Scream fire.
The pits, maybe. It hurt, but it wasn't like the worst pain I felt.
Not yet.
Not yet. Wasn't the worst
pain. That's how he crushes it.
Wait. We gotta know. What's worse, the pits or the pubes down there?
The pubes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, most definitely. What?
Most definitely.
Oh.
And you thought you were screaming with the pits.
I didn't think I was screaming with the pits.
I'm regretful that I missed that, honestly.
No, you're good.
The best is
it's in terms like killing it and everything.
Yeah.
So, Craig.
That's what friendship looks like.
I have to add, what's the craziest thing you've done for, what is it, for beauty standards?
Yeah, what's your...
Man. Beauty standards? Nothing. Look at me. I don't care.
See, guys,
I'm a monster.
I feel like guys are really simple when it comes to that. We shower, that's good enough. That's a beauty standard, no?
I put product in my hair? Like, what do you want from me?
It's not normal to shower.
I exfoliate. I mess
up. Is that how you get the Jerry curls?
Yes.
Okay. Just let yourself.
No, they're natural. I have to solidify them, otherwise I just go
crazy.
So,
where do we come up with this thing where women go through all of this? Guys, we obviously don't.
Let's ask the women.
Other
than women, we don't have the answers.
Oh.
Yeah, ladies, why are you
guys? Next thing is for hygiene. It's 100% hygiene.
Yeah.
See, so you were wrong.
No,
that's what I hear, hygiene. Okay, I mean,
you,
I'm saying.
You know, like, if you're hairy, you're kind of moist, and it smells.
Oh,
and you're on your period, it's just gross.
It's gross.
It's not clean.
Exactly. And we sweat. I mean, that's just how it is.
Okay.
So it's not for men. It's not for
men. Why did you stick to shave?
The same idea.
Why not just manscape?
Because when you shave, it comes back so quickly.
And it's itchy when you shave.
It really sucks.
Yeah, it itches, too.
I mean, I understand that part.
So when you wax, it takes a long time for it to come back.
Yeah.
It's not that much.
Because, I mean, I shave, too. It's not itchy when you come back. Same thing, like, I guess what after was. Right.
So for the
like
ladies in the room, besides the waxing part, what's the craziest thing both of you have done for beauty standards?
Beauty standards.
I have permanent tattooing. I mean, I
got
a tattoo on my eyebrows.
Okay.
That's
like, a lot of Asians do that, though. A lot of Asian women do that.
It's not just Asian people.
No, but you're hearing that from a lot of Asian women that do that, you know. That,
all right,
yeah.
So I have a question.
Or
does the stickiness go away
when you shower?
When I shower? Okay.
Yeah, well, I could put oral on it, and the oral can take it off, too, but since you had the blood, I want to do the aloe first.
Fair.
Let her do her job.
I was asking a question. I didn't say
that.
Because I don't
want to
be
right.
That's trauma. That's a trauma back wing right there. Just don't put him down. I'm crying.
I feel he's worked out shoulders, so he's feeling kind of swollen.
No, I feel
I'm going to say it's 2020, 2021.
He's afraid he's
going to be wet. We're fully aware of our emotions. You can totally cry. In fact, I would encourage him.
Oh, he did.
But doesn't it feel nice?
It feels nice. It looks good. You know?
It looks fantastic.
He's literally just standing in front of the mirror flexing. This is what Instagram Live needs to see. You're just flexing in a mirror for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, right, just sitting there like
okay.
So we've got the tattoo under the eyebrows. What else have you done?
Oh, what else have you heard done?
Ooh, heard done. Yeah, because I'm
heard done.
What was
the thing that made you go, you really did that shit?
I'm assuming
like,
salons.
You?
I'm assuming salons are like kind of similar to barbershops or men. Like it's just like that therapy session with me, like to talk to you.
Well, the worst thing that I've seen. I mean, like, I don't know if it's bad for you guys, but for me, they do piercings down there.
That's not really.
But
I think
when
that's
you wax around there, it's kind of like hard because you gotta like hold it down and wax.
You gotta hold their piercing down and then wax
weird,
around.
Or
it.
They hold it themselves.
Damn.
You know, so I'm like, I don't understand why they do that.
Have they ever lost a piercing in the wax?
Why would you say that?
Curious.
Maybe.
This guy's like looking for. He's like, yo, I got a piercing. Gentlemen. Since we're talking about hair, whatever. Hair or no hair?
Down there?
You guys care, yes.
I prefer it being clean shaved.
I don't
care. You like a 6-year-old, like...
I don't know about a 6-year-old, so I'm just saying, I like it smooth.
Listen, once again, I'm a monster. I don't care. I have no beauty standards for myself. I'm 36 years old. I don't care what they do. I'll put on the Bushman hat. I'll get the machete. I don't give a shit.
Bro, no, like, if
I'm in there,
like,
bro.
The floss, no, dog. Like, that's
a
flask.
Bro, smashing, bro.
I eat that shit like the Last Supper. Like, it needs to be
okay,
clean
so
shaved.
Okay, so for you to eat it, it has to be clean shaven.
Absolutely.
For penetration, no.
Everything.
For penetration, you don't care.
Nah, short hair. I have my preferences. But freaking long hair, like, I'm just like, you know what it reminds me of? I'm like, I don't care what gender you classify as. It reminds me of the fucking Zodiac.
Tell you what it is. It's short hair.
Was it the Zodiac?
No,
it was
if I take care of my
Adam
Sandler, it's better than you.
The Zohan. The Zohan.
You got a problem.
The Zohan.
Wait,
sorry.
Huh?
The Zohan.
What's the Zohan?
Remember
the Zohan? Zohan. Adam Sandler?
Zohan. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's got the giant bush and shit.
Yeah, I got you.
Nah, for me.
Long hair, don't care.
Nope. Mm-hmm. It's got to be short hair or no hair. If I keep myself maintain better than you, we gotta talk.
All right, ladies, do you guys have a preference for men? She's like, oh shit,
yes.
I know I'm part of this. You're a celebrity guest appearance. She's like,
yeah, thank you.
You're in this.
No, I think I like it. I like him hairy, just because, you know, it's more manly. I like my guys manly. I'm sorry.
Hairy, yes.
I like them. Hairy.
Not with shaved armpits.
It looks
like straight hair, like you just let it grow wild, or
no,
you want
no,
like
no,
manscaped.
It has to be manscaped.
Okay,
it's
shape.
Gotta,
it's fair.
Gotta,
shape
it's
fair.
Gotta,
shape
it's gotta
is
be,
fair.
Like, long and all crazy.
No,
it has
it's
to
gotta
be, you know, trimmed.
Well kept.
Yeah.
Can have the Austin Powers like bling overflowing. Bushmaster! Just out, bro.
It looks like
a
rookie.
How about me, what?
You've
had like two guys, but what's your preference so far?
Manscaped. Very nice and clean. And it's just easier to like go downtown when it's nice and clean. It doesn't smell bad and all that stuff.
She's just laughing. She's like, oh yeah.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah, I very much prefer.
Rick, you postponed this long enough.
Listen, I'm ready. Look at the issue. You guys ready to see my junk? Or
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
ready to have a curtain?
Where is the curtain?
How about I say, get
promise?
A. You guys want a curtain? Or you want to see my junk?
I mean, like, I ain't scared.
Could you stand in front of me?
We're just going
to
hold it up right there.
I got to block this.
But then.
Turn around to stare.
Just turn around.
Yeah,
turn around.
Around.
No.
Look at this critique. You're like,
Christ.
So, Stu.
I can just close.
Hair, no hair.
Preference or for myself?
Preference.
And then I really don't care, dude. Honestly, like, I mean,
all right, so
he's got some long ass hair.
I've got
still,
long hair. I don't mind hair.
You said I
got
a whole.
I'm not gonna
tools.
I mean, I don't prefer to go down.
Hold the wiggles.
Whatever.
Say that
again. I said I don't prefer to go down when there's hair, but I don't care. It's all whatever, dude.
So you've gone down. Have you gone down on a hairy girl?
Yeah. On the side of the legs too.
Have you
Wait, time out, hold up. I just got an interesting fact over here. There's hair on the side of the leg that what? What was this? Because this look just froze him in place.
Yeah.
Can you say that loud for the people at home?
Well,
I don't know what you have. I haven't seen you yet, but I'm just saying that we're going to do the trail down there, all the way down, and then we're going to do the sides around the thighs.
Right here, bro.
Yeah.
Right
here.
It's so cool.
That is so
it's
tender.
So tender.
Oh, my God.
Palm gutters. Oh, your life, my guy.
We do that part.
Oh, I woke up in time for this
yeah,
today.
No problem.
Your girlfriend's going to love it.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Girlfriends.
I don't have girlfriends.
So you're going to enjoy this by yourself, I guess.
He's just broadcasting it, so now they know. Like,
he just made
a
bet. You know what happens? That's the thing about
don't
it. You got to say,
you're drunk.
Listen,
I'm gonna take this for a spin.
Yo,
don't get it twisted. I'm taking this for a spin.
He's
you know, hey, you guys realize that the first thing he's gonna do when he gets home is he's gonna try out the helicopter, right?
Yep.
See, he's gonna do
the gliding fucking motion. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
It's so smooth, it's aerodynamic.
So smooth, bro. Whistling through the air like Nerf football.
Great. Zero wind resistance. What?
It's not going to get caught in any of those, like, trailing hairs.
Oh. I like
it. Oh, my God.
Shoot him.
Why would you even think about that right now?
Right?
Nope. Oh, he is.
This should be on the internet.
I'm like, what are you doing?
It's a boomerang. It's a boomerang. It's like,
get the right angle, homie. Get the right angle. Make sure you're in.
Now
I'm gonna get a boomerang of the face.
Oh, okay.
When she's pulling.
Wait, when she's pulling.
She's like, I'm not looking. Look at this. Yo. Wait, hold on. You see this? She's like, oh, he's taking his pants off. Let me put a towel. Okay.
She
is literally covering her face with towel as he's taking his pants down.
Sort of covering her face.
Oh, this is a glorious moment. I just want you to know, I do not wake up before 11 o'clock for anything. I woke up for this. Praise Jesus. Oh, this is a good day.
Rick is so nervous. Look at him. He's so nervous.
I'm so nervous right now. Hold on, man. Let me get into my mode.
Hold on. For the podcast, what are you feeling right now, Rick?
Scared.
I feel fear.
Yo, his hands are shaking.
I am anxious. I feel fear. I feel nervousness. Why?
She's got to talk
to him.
Look at his hands. They're really shaking.
Like,
I don't... There's different types of pain in this world. I'm fine with tattoo pain. I'm fine with getting punched in the face. I'm fine with Osai kicking me in the legs. I'm fine getting tossed around and choked out. Hey, I'm not fine.
Pain is temporary, my friend.
Yeah, pain is
temporary. But glory is forever.
Glory is forever.
Oh, my God. You know, I'll give you this. This one, we got to keep on moving because you got to get your shit waxed.
Oh,
you
know,
in the Marine Corps, we have one saying. Pain is weakness leaving the body.
Yes.
There you go. So lay your ass down and take it like
a man.
You know, see what that was. A lot of pain is getting ready to exit my body.
Oh.
All right, Juhi.
So there's a lot of hair.
Bye, Rick.
Come
on! Next time you see me, my voice will be an octave higher. The voice of the angels.
All right, let's do this.
You want to relax a little with some music? Do you want a song?
Do you want to
No, not necessary.
Do you want to eye
the tiger? Not necessary. Let's do this. All right, we're doing it. We're doing it.
All right, go.
Just go. Do you want me to, like...
Right. Hold the boys.
No, the boys are not being held.
Oh.
If you're looking this way, you're seeing them.
I woke up in time for this today.
Yep.
You're so scared, bro.
Yo.
So, Jay, what was your first time like? Your first time waxing? Wait, were you this nervous?
Am I gonna meet?
Yes, Jay.
Oh, I was not nervous at all.
Not?
Yeah, no, I'm a masochist.
Women are warriors, man.
So, she said, really mad. So,
well, she did state on an earlier podcast, she likes to be, like, you know, tossed around like a ragdoll, so...
Couldn't be me either.
You are a bigger man than me, bro.
Let's just do it.
Right. She's twirling the wax.
Oh my God.
We're describing.
This.
Who's going to do the play by play for the podcast?
That's how you know it's real. When
I'm trying to relax.
The powder head Donald.
Oh, Donald.
It's at this moment,
the wax is being applied.
So okay.
He is so nervous. It is
hold on.
The greatest thing ever.
Hold on, hold on.
I got you, Rick.
Wait, is somebody holding his hand?
I got him.
Oh, yay.
He's so nervous that his Audi has become a ninny.
Just do it.
Go.
Okay. He's Caesar.
Oh, my God.
I'm so proud.
This is fucking hilarious.
Really
oh, I can't wait for you to see this boomerang. Oh.
I'm relaxing.
Oh, Lord.
I'm relaxing.
You're
for those
I'm
of
relaxing.
You at home, he kind of had a mini seizure.
Yep.
She hasn't even done anything yet.
Yeah, just,
oh, no,
yes.
She did. She stripped
this,
one.
This is the sensation of the hot wax.
Folks, I want you to be proud of this man. One small step.
Be proud?
I'm ready. Just do it.
I felt good over here.
And the body convulsed.
Oh,
yeah, he is literally levitating.
Oh,
off the
I think I'm
gonna
be sick.
Damn, dude.
Okay, we're gonna keep going.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm glad we waited to the start of the new year for this. This is the highlight so far.
Listen.
This
is a great way to start the year. Seeing somebody in so much pain on there for a good cause.
Evil.
I know.
What good cause?
That's
is this for charity?
For him, I guess.
Oh,
He's the one doing it. It's got to be a good cause. I sure ain't doing it for no cause.
The cause is our joy and happiness.
I'm happy.
And that's still a tough part. She hasn't even gotten to the yet.
She hasn't gotten to the waivers yet?
No, dude, we're saving those for last.
Oh, you're screwed. I mean, no, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
You're going to be okay.
It's a full
He's not going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, that's still to come. We still got the size and the cooch.
Oh, and the cooch? Oh.
Are you doing the asshole?
Dead man's
too?
Alley. No.
The what?
The asshole?
He's getting a full Brazilian. Yeah,
no, the gooch is in between.
Yeah, full Brazilian. Yeah, full Brazilian.
Nice to hear you. Like, hey, rock your thumbs.
I feel like I gotta describe
it. Oh, Lord!
No.
You're cool.
Rick now has like a Super Saiyan mode going on. His veins are popping on his forehead. He's literally crying. Like, he's in tears right now.
His legs are just uncontrollable.
He's in the fetal position. He won't even let her finish. Oh my god,
Iron Man is shocked and a horror.
No, another hand!
Left cheek! Judy, you're up. Left cheek!
Judy, you're up, you gotta hold his hand now.
Okay.
Hold on. Macho's got me! Hold on.
Okay. Macho's got me! Macho! Macho!
No! God!
Oh, should I tag you with this one?
My man is breaking out in a flop sweat as we speak.
He said I'm sweating.
You are sweating real profusely.
Yeah, bro. Why do you think I like when you're hanging?
We run through it. We run through it. No breaks.
You're going to have your legs down.
I will stop halfway.
You got to put your legs
down. No, you can't. You can't be
That's what I'm saying. No breaks.
What
no breaks.
What is the equivalent of a guy getting this done? Like, seriously, there is nothing. We have nothing like this.
I'm sorry.
There's nothing. There's nothing like the beauty.
Today, when we go to the gym, we should just drop a 45-pound plate on our foot just to see what's
going
on. Why? You're going to break. I don't break anything when I go out.
That makes no sense. It's like, at what point in time is a 45-pound plate?
Oh, Jesus Lord!
Rick, what would you rather have? A 45-pound plate drop on your foot?
45-pound! 45-pound!
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, is this painful?
That one! Oh, I felt that! Yes! Come on, let's go!
This is a great way to start 2021. Oh, my God.
He's got the brakes stuck.
I am horrified by what I'm looking at right now.
That's why you tuck your dick in between.
I mean, Craig.
Give
the podcast a play-by-play.
Oh, my God. This is hilarious. So, Rick.
She methodically goes through ripping the hair out of this man's body. She is a true professional.
I would like to be this needs to be on there.
That needs to be on there.
Yeah.
Bro, I just watched that last strip of our
face. That
was like the leg, the end, like the.
Yeah, it was. That's why I was
like the hand, right?
It was a bad care.
That was the thigh.
Let's share her feet.
Yo, watch this, bro. Let's share her. Yo, Craig is crying over there.
I can't. The pain waves coming off of him is distracting me.
I'm sorry. Listen, this podcast is going to be all jacked out.
Oh, God. So, bro just kicked the highest kick. He looked like Jackie Chan up in this shit. Oh, my gosh.
This is painful to watch.
Seriously.
Hey, Ray.
On the upper part. I am never getting this done.
Bro, I'm serious, right?
I feel like this part's just not gonna end.
I have something to say.
Okay.
You don't smell bad. So, like, you're full on naked and you're getting waxed, and it's great that you don't smell bad.
Oh, thank you!
I would hope they don't.
Wait,
what do you
some
mean?
People smell bad.
This woman is ruthless!
I have smelly people come in.
Oh,
my
absolutely.
Eyes.
See?
Yes.
Like,
he
smells.
He doesn't go to the bathroom and get some alcohol and then wipe himself down before you start doing this.
Oh, that's nasty.
Because it's really that bad.
That's terrible.
That sounds horrible. Like,
excellent hygiene. Be proud, bro.
I mean, that's part of the thing because we have hair, guys. We tend to clean there more.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know.
I smell, right?
For people to...
She approaches ruthlessly.
Oh, no,
yes,
with a whole swab of wax.
I mean anything.
Gotcha.
Oh, I just...
She waits for nothing.
I just, like... I'm not gonna... I love that I'm sitting right here. His eyes are just, like, crying. Deep in his soul, he is crying.
At this point, you have to consciously blink.
Relax.
You gotta
look at
that.
She's so nice.
Right.
She gotta relax.
She took from the happy trail through the shaft.
Are you on the table? Yes, my arm feels elevated.
Excellent ab work, I see. Excellent. Oh my God. Excellent.
The you got this, dog. You got this.
Hey, Rick, there's only one thing I gotta say, bro.
What's up, man?
Better you than me.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
better,
sure.
Man.
When it's time to decide, give us a break.
I don't care how drunk I am.
Listen, never, bro.
Listen,
never.
A lesson for those of you at
oh,
home.
Man.
I don't care how drunk you get as a man. Don't get waxed. Don't,
yeah,
don't even
waxed.
Don't even throw that idea out there.
Oh,
as,
shit.
Cause someone will pay for it like Osai. Oh my God.
Yo, so I want to know, like, yo, let me post this up, guys. If you've been waxed before, why? Why?
Yes,
because I'm stupid.
She said, no, not you. But she has a client that comes back like every month or
full
so.
Body,
whatever.
Guy.
Has a full
every
body.
Month. Every 2 months.
Every 2 months, he comes
she
in and gets a full
body.
Body.
I mean, by now, I'm assuming that he's used to it, so he's still. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then he doesn't.
Did
like,
he at first time
how long,
you do that?
So how long after like your first time does it not become as painful?
It's always going to be painful. It's just that it's not gonna be as
intense.
Long, intense. Yes,
yeah.
Because once the hair grows the way we want it to grow, then it's easier to pull.
Okay.
So you know when people manscape and they shave in all different directions, and we pull the ones
yeah,
that
think,
grow
Terry,
in a separate direction.
I
love you.
You
got
the
ingrown.
I'm
sorry.
We're waiting to let it settle, dog.
You got the head.
Look at that grip. Look at that grip.
Look at that grip.
Kung
Fu fighting.
No,
Jesus. That was the best transition
of that one. I don't even think I need coffee
anymore. This. So is it because of the like, you get a lot of ingrowns and stuff?
It's magical.
It just grows out the same way, and then when we wax it, then we can relax.
So what's the difference between the races getting it done? Like what waxing when you wax, you know, like. People with straight hair versus curly
well.
Hair.
Well,
it's just,
are always curly.
Yeah,
no
just always curly.
Take your glasses off. Yeah, they're always curly.
Oh, he's good.
Oh, she's opening the legs. She's going in between. Ladies and gentlemen, we're entering Brave New World here.
Oh my God. I don't understand why.
Still,
this
you're
is
up.
Painful.
Still, you're up.
No, I'm good. I'm strong.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You know what's funny? Like, a couple
this is
of years back.
Like, this is
I don't know what to say to that.
So, a couple of years back, somebody, like, gave me the idea or suggested that instead of. Because I usually used to go, like, once or twice a week to the barbershop or something. And they suggested that I actually get my, like, shape up wax so I don't have to worry about that for a while and stuff. Seeing this, there's no fucking way.
Yeah, right?
So, do you ever get anybody in here that will shape up, like, their beard and stuff like that? Or wax?
No,
Right down the middle, boys!
I like everyone's
just indifferent to the pain. Just everyone
was
like, hey, what's up, man? I ain't
worried
about it.
His back is still
hurt. Bro, you look like Beyonce, but laying down.
You
so I've been seeing like guys getting their nose hairs waxed and stuff like that. Like
that's not healthy, well, also to get your nose hairs waxed.
Yeah, I know that's like a direct shot to your brain.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels
like,
warm.
Direct infection.
Because it's getting closer.
Yeah.
It's getting closer.
It's getting closer.
It's
getting closer to what?
His shaft.
You know what it's
oh,
getting closer to.
Wow, she's got
wait,
the
shaft.
Wait,
hold on. You waxed the shaft. Apparently. Oh.
Yo, don't break the table, bro. Don't
damn.
Break the table.
Rick, you gotta scoot to the left, though.
Yeah,
you gotta
fall off. Jay, you gotta scoot up.
Okay. Yeah. Come on.
And you wanna do this to me?
Yes. Why not? I feel like since Rick did it, you kinda have to.
I don't kinda have to. If I lose a bet
what's the
with
bet?
Nicole,
what's
I'm not,
bet?
I can't talk about
what's
the
bet.
Bet?
Yes, now
I
you
can't
have to.
Talk
what's
about
the
bet.
You said there's a bet with Nicole. What's the bet?
I'm sorry. I'm dying over here.
What's can't talk bet? About the bet because
that's
Eric's going to
talk about.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I can't. But if I do lose the bet, then I'm gonna have to.
It's like, so, alright, so do we have to contact Nicole to make sure, like, we assist her to win the bet?
Yes, I think.
No, you can't assist her. There's no helping her with this one.
There's no rules to this.
There's rules to the bet. There's rules to the bet. If I have to get waxed, then you guys.
Because like, they were like, tying me off.
Oh, Sai's getting mad at the thought that he might lose.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way in hell I'm losing.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying it now.
There's no way in hell I'm losing.
Oh, wait.
If Osai loses, we will have another podcast.
Ready? The grip has a custom virus.
Same place, same time.
He said fuck.
I am offended by what is happening over here.
Please
I can't believe you agreed to this.
All right, Rick. All right.
Rick, are you okay?
You might need
Rick. So
yo,
Rick is tossing and turning.
To the balls and the
I got you, hold it right here. It's getting hot. Hey, at least you're not stinking and sweating.
It's getting close. I can't believe you chose to do it. It's getting close.
He has to take a step up so he doesn't fall off.
Right here,
you
over there,
yanking his arm.
He's gonna, like, yank his hand towards his
crotch.
He's like, save me.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. See, this is why you gotta live my life. Just let it hang free. Just Tarzan yourself.
Tarzan.
Let your loincloth be your own.
I mean, don't look at me. I got nothing, bro. I got fucking nothing.
This shit is fucking classic. That pull, that first pull.
Oh, that's hot!
She had to make it
hotter. You strong, man.
Oh, he's in front of me. I can tell.
So hold on. Look. Just to ask you about the process. So when you get into the balls, you have to actually like hold them up and like pull them tight to pull them, right?
Or that's
just
the idea, because if there's too much skin, then you can't pull.
So I mean, you can't pull, it's just gonna pull other stuff with it.
It's gonna pull, yes.
Fuck. So if you don't pull the ball sack,
ladies and gentlemen, here
you might pull that too.
Oh!
Ready?
So you know what? Talking about I didn't know this. I don't know this personally, but I did hear secondhand party from a friend who was with a dude who had a penile implant.
A penile?
Yes, a penis implant.
Is that like a new one?
I think that's okay if you like broke your dick.
I don't know if it was broken or what.
I don't know what's that rumor.
All I know is that she said like
it's all hot Mormon. It's all hot Mormon
sticky. When it got to the point where it was getting hot heavy, you know, she didn't know what was going on. He's like, oh, let me go to the bathroom. You know, typical, let me go to the bathroom, but it's taking a while. It's kind of like, you know,
ready?
Walks over, she's like, what the heck is up?
Yeah, we're good.
Just tune in out and listen to the story. I'm trying to help you out, dog.
I'm trying.
We have a screamer, boys and girls.
Sorry. So anyway,
Rick is being a little bitch. Just take it like a man.
You do.
This is like the first days of penile implants. This is the first days of getting a penile implant. So supposedly, he had to first give himself a shot. So that's what he is in the act of giving himself a shot. And then once the shot settles in, the pump to blow it up is in the scrotum. So you sit there and be like,
you gotta pump your
dick?
Yes,
you have to pump it up. It's like an air bladder or something that goes in there, like. And then you have a release valve. I don't know, don't ask me what a release valve is, but something has to release the.
I think that's kind of cool, though.
I'm not gonna lie, I think that would be interesting. Ooh! I could pump it up and I can draw when I'm done.
Oh, that is close!
How is that a bad thing? Like, I don't know. We need a pull on this. I don't know. Is it bad to control your own erection? I don't think so.
I like the idea of my erection
right?
having a mind of its own.
Anxiety, so you don't have, never have to worry about, you know,
ready?
You know that mental game. Where like,
you look like a god.
Okay,
time.
That was like the side under.
Craig, your forearms are fully flexed there, bro.
Yeah.
Holding on to that shit.
I am never doing this shit.
The only time I ever heard about the penis implant thing was like years ago. I was watching TV. Nah. And it was what they did, it was like something that his dick got cut off or something like that on there from some crazy ass accident. And they actually used his finger. So like his middle finger, which was the biggest one or something.
No
like
way.
That, they cut off a finger and they replaced it. Yeah, down there. That was
so every time he like gets an erection, he's giving somebody the finger. Is that what you're telling me?
It's legit. Fuck you. It's legit. Fuck
no,
you.
Like,
and
the best
only
way.
Thinking the entire time, I'm like, yo, if he's like,
yeah, push it to the side.
Could you imagine the erection just going like this?
He's got a whole shaft.
Yeah, Wait, that's weird.
Have you ever had like somebody have like hair all the way up the shaft? Like you have to pull like the tip of the shaft.
Take a deep breath.
Okay. Wait. What is this part? Is this the bottom?
This is the shaft hole.
This is the shaft hole. Ready?
Here it is, ladies.
Take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. Don't hold your breath. It's going to hurt more.
Dude, you're going to not be able to open your legs again.
You
stop it.
You got this. We believe in you.
He's like,
oh, shit. Don't squeeze your head any harder, bro. Damn. Yo, he's got the murder death grip on his head.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'm so glad we switched.
Look at his neck. This is going to be his workout for the day.
All right, so hold on. How you feeling right now, Rick?
Do you feel clean?
So fresh and so clean, clean.
Is that the word we're gonna use?
Clean. So fresh and so clean.
I didn't know what part she was. I didn't know she was going for that just yet. Just
imagine.
He's really crying.
Oh, honey. Was,
his eyes are redder than the devil's dick.
That's only one side. We got like.
We got four.
Let's do it. Let's do
all
it.
At once. Just do it all four. All
just
three at once.
Just circle the wax right. around
that's
there and unpeel.
Too much pain.
Just fuck it.
So, do you get a satisfaction from ripping these?
I know.
No.
Are you sure?
She can't say it on camera.
I'm laughing because you guys are laughing.
Huh?
I'm laughing because you guys are laughing.
Really? So when you're doing this without anybody around, you're just like
straight face.
Business, just straight face and like.
Yeah, I'm just straight face.
Has anybody had a worse reaction than a rip?
Oh yes.
Really?
I had this one girl.
Girl.
She's like 20 something years old, and she's screaming at the top of her lungs every pull.
Every pool she's
screaming.
Every
pool.
Did your neighbors like?
Right. Did their neighbors say the name?
Oh, you almost took your balls with that one, Rick.
Okay.
I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing.
You're laughing.
I am.
That was down the center. That was down the center. Yes.
You are a cruel man.
You know what, Rick? I'm gonna be real with you. If I was drunk and I was stupid at the time, I would have made the same bet.
It'll happen.
Would you do it now? You're gonna get drunk again. It's gonna happen.
It'll happen.
It's gonna happen.
I'll make sure it happens.
You know, when we cross that bridge,
okay,
we'll cross
to
that
the
bridge.
We're going to the other side.
You got the other side, okay.
Yeah, we're going to the other side.
Oh, boy.
We're going to the other side. Ooh, God, that wax feels different.
I bet, dude, there's no hair there anymore.
I poo smooth eggs.
Nicole, I am never, ever,
Rick?
Ever,
Rick?
ever in my fucking life getting wet.
It's still there, dude. Let it go. Be like frozen. Let it go.
His new nickname after this is going to be Pickle Rick.
Okay, yeah,
sure.
Just go ahead and... Just get it.
Just go.
Is it like 9:45?
Yeah, I think you should have smoked.
It is 9:45.
Yep, I just have a phone call.
You're doing this sober?
Yeah, he should have smoked. He should have smoked before doing this.
Oh, you know what, Rick? Rick, if it makes you feel better, we can break a little nugget after this, man, you and I.
You could have gone on a magical carpet ride before
you and I, that's right.
I had BJ cookies at home.
That's
right. Is this the last time?
I think so.
She's like face deep, making sure it is.
Dude. His head.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you hear a pop, that's the head of his dick flying.
Oh, well, no, it's not that's the other one.
There goes Rick's head.
He's got his fingers on his left hand. Tight as fuck.
You're not gonna be able to use it if you don't stop.
He won't be able to use it for a while after this anyway.
I'm sure like if that was the goal, I would be like trying to use it as soon as I was done. I'd be like, look at me.
You're not supposed to after a while.
Sorry,
oh really?
Yeah, after a while.
The gooch is in between the balls and the asshole.
There you go.
Wait till you get your asshole done, dude.
The taint.
It's gonna be crazy.
We're not doing that just yet.
No, it doesn't hurt yet.
Really?
No.
We're not tainted.
See, that probably would be the only thing I'd ever consider doing. It's like just the asshole. Oh, damn, bro.
Fuck, I gotta go my dick. Fuck, shit.
God, let him breathe.
Bro, you almost ripped your shit off, bro.
Bro, don't mess up.
This shit is hilarious.
Sorry, guys. If you guys want a podcast, I mean, it's going up on our story today, so by the time podcast is out, you won't see it unless you get the phone. But guys, tell me. I don't know, guys.
Why the fuck would you do this with your right mind?
Why would you do this?
Like, this doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, as a grown-ass man.
Only the men in here have the problem. The women are just like, we do this all the time.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, the women do this, like...
Women are stronger.
She has
and listen,
no
listen,
mercy for this man.
Well, there's also a more level playing field when they do it. Like, I'm over here fucking pulling my dick left and right.
I don't know, man.
That seems like a matter of
I think, honestly, I just think that women are just so accustomed to this from such a younger age that they have their people doing it all that shit on there. Guys, we're not. Like, if we do this, we fucked up or something.
I was not getting myself waxed when I was a little girl.
When you say little girl, I said that you guys have senior people doing that shit. That's what I said.
All right, hold it.
Oh, just gotta hold the set.
Hold
the fence, Judy.
I haven't touched my balls in this hand.
Bat wings. Bat wings.
Am I good with one hand or do I need both hands for this?
One hand's good. You can hold some money.
He's like, come here, girl.
For those who aren't watching, Rick just took his hand that he was holding his dick with and holds Craig's hand like nobody's business.
It's on the balls. It's on the balls, man. Oh, hey, come on.
I'm not.
Here he goes.
Yep.
Here's a scrub.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Okay.
There's 1,000 children at one time that had felt that in Rick's sack.
There's millions of his kids felt that.
But only 1,000 are going to talk about it at the end.
They're going to be fucked for life.
I honestly think
automatic villains.
I think the worst part about that last one was that me and Rick were just staring at each other for that. We're like, what the fuck? I just saw, like, oh my god.
It's the eye contact that's weird, huh, Macho?
It's like the pain transferred. I'm just like, oh!
Listen, this is where mass murders and sadistic villains come from. Guys who get their balls waxed and no sperm impregnate a woman. They're fucked.
You've been waiting 7 hours, homie.
What? All the homies are.
What?
They feel the pain. The pain that he's feeling goes right into those chromosomes.
Wow!
Bro.
Hey, build character.
I have a question. Like,
it's time for you to build character.
If this was part of Marine Corps entry, would you do it?
No.
Has
there anybody ever gotten
off
while you were
to this shit? Semper
waxing
fuck no.
them?
Semper fuck no.
Okay.
I never heard about that.
Can you name this podcast that?
Semper fuck no.
Yeah.
You alright, bro?
This podcast would be named Semper fuck no.
Semper fuck.
Okay, so how's this going? Just like this?
Yep. But just open your legs.
Okay, hold on a second.
I heard that.
Okay.
Yeah. Nicole said, "Wait a minute. We got him a bet."
Woo! 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 Woo, it's down there! Woo, it's down there!
Excuse me,
wait, you want her to blow on it or something to make it better? Like, there it is.
Okay,
bro, I paid for this, it's worth it.
Whoa!
What?
I know, it's just a cold feeling with the hot.
Wow, she's calling me a punk.
I heard that. Oh, it sounded like somebody hitting a golf ball. Like, cluck, cluck.
I think she enjoyed that last one. I'm not going to lie.
A little bit.
So hold on. My girlfriend's calling me a punk.
Let's go.
It sounds like she pulled up carpet.
Literally,
she did.
It sounded like she punched a dog.
I think you guys can go once in your lifetime.
No.
Manscaped.
No, we can't.
I agree.
Rick, I am super proud of you.
Rick, I'm super proud of you.
I'm in tears. I'm sorry, world.
The human body is not supposed to make that noise.
Oh, my goodness.
You're gonna do it again?
She's hitting the goosh at the tape. Open your legs. Open your legs. Relax. Breathe.
Open your legs.
Out of context, everything you just said is
okay.
Ready?
Push. Yeah.
I heard it.
Okay, I'm
relaxed now.
Okay, I'm relaxed.
Oh my god.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what?
We're doing a full Brazilian, correct?
Full Brazilian, yeah. We got full Brazilian going on.
I feel like I've done a decent Jesus. Job, guys.
No, you're not done yet.
Yeah, dude, it's
don't have
that. You have more.
Ooh, and wait, there's more.
How do you feel, Rick?
I think next to all of our names, it's going to say you're not drinking. Not just yours.
You lost some tissue paper in there.
It gets real.
Not only do you have a little hair there, you got some of the tissue paper too. So it's all gonna come off, bro. You'll be fine.
Super fun.
There we go. That is the thigh.
Yeah, we need the thigh.
That's your thigh, guy.
Oh god. Is that how you spell it? Super fun. No.
That's the MPR.
Yeah. Ready.
Hey, it's just fucking the word no. Yeah. That's all it is. All
right, one more time.
Come on. Okay, choose us to do this!
That wasn't as bad,
bro. That one didn't feel that bad. Now, trust me, the closer the shaft felt way worse than that. I was like,
I bet, bro.
So I'm still wondering, Rick.
Because you almost ripped your dick off.
Because you said, you would do this again.
Whoa. I said the pits, bro. The pits.
We're going to do the butt area right now.
Oh, we're going anal, folks.
No, it's the
point. Hey, listen, I just want to clarify something, KSI. I don't know who the we is in that, but...
Okay.
I don't know, we aren't going into...
That's right, sorry. Rick is going anal.
There you go.
This just feels weird. This shit just feels weird.
Craig gotta walk away. He's like, uh-uh, this is you, bro.
Dude, don't clench. Don't clench. This
is... you got your wax stuck to your schlock.
This is just... You take a picture. He's got pubes all over his socks now.
Like, my legs are up. I don't know how, like, girls feel when they go to the, like, OBGYN.
Jeez.
Pretty much.
The women in here have no mercy for this man.
Except there's no ice cream super thing in your cup, bro.
We mentioned it before. Penis pump. Would you get it?
No.
No.
I would 100%. And listen, I don't give a fuck what you guys say.
We're doing
if all I need is to pump my dick up and it stays like that the entire time, hell yeah.
Bro, my dick has a mind of its own. I don't want to pump anything. I just want it to stand up, rest on the occasion.
Floaty for it. No, just do it.
A pool floaty for it.
I don't think it works like a pool floaty. It's not like a fucking balloon.
What we said, it will get rid of the anxiety.
Oh, God.
It gets rid of the anxiety game. You don't have to even worry about it. You just have to go on about it.
So it's like Osai was saying before. Like, he pops his fucking dick like a finger, you know? The same kind of concept. You know? If you pop your dick like a finger, what's the difference between a pump? You're doing the same shit.
I don't know, man. I like that it works on its own right now. I'm just gonna enjoy the game.
Mine works perfectly.
Mine works perfectly.
If it can last another hour, like,
this
why
is why my hair was holding. She missed it.
Oh, sorry.
No.
You're good on this one.
No, man. No. Listen, man. We're going back to the balls. I wasn't ready for the balls again.
Ready? Take a deep breath.
Look each other in the eyes.
Good?
That's good.
Okay, we're good. Okay, we're good. Oh, she was like, oh yeah, you missed a patch of hair from the ball, the area you were
you know what the? You know what we should do? Kind of like when we get a barbershop, when we're done with a haircut.
Yeah.
What happens at the end of the haircut?
I like to cut you.
Alcohol. Ooh. Can we put alcohol on it afterwards?
No.
No.
You got the alcohol spray.
I don't think there's
alcohol.
Huh? She said absolutely.
Sure, whatever you want.
Oh my God.
Bro, I paid for it. You get alcohol.
Yes.
Oh, this is awesome.
I like this.
I'm definitely doing this to
oh
somebody.
My God, this is the full shot.
Somebody that I don't like.
Damn it.
Still had a look. Still got up for this one.
Don't pull yet.
It's not
ready?
That much. It's just the part.
Ready?
Ready?
Right. Yeah, just do it. Just do it. I believe in you.
Oh,
I believe in you.
Ready?
Yep. Jesus Christ!
Was that the asshole?
No!
Listen, for those of you at home, I just want you guys to know she's enjoying this so much. She's hiding it behind a mask.
What
are
you talking about?
She's hiding behind a mask.
Oh my God.
You can see that smile through the mask.
A little bit. Yeah, she's smiling with her eyes.
She's in Jay Swizz, you okay?
Are we at
now? Wanna go back to the butt.
Okay,
what's going through your head right now, Jay?
You're so fucking stupid, Rick!
At the start of the podcast, she was all for it and everything. Now that we're finishing, she's like, Rick, you're stupid.
Because one is taking so long. Like, damn, bro. You hairy as fuck.
I mean, he never got it done before, so.
Bro, she's in there.
No,
she's in.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Oh, shit!
He got the butt wax.
Bro!
He got the booty hole wax.
Wow, bro,
he jumped off the bed.
How was that?
Let's go.
Yo, she was in the pantry, son.
You might have to restrain him.
Oh, am I falling off?
Yes,
I'm falling off.
He's falling off the table.
Bro, shit.
Camacho can't help himself.
Bro, I think she just whacked your colon.
Oh, Jesus.
Bro, now you can really put all that ranch dressing in there.
Oh!
That's not for me, that's for them. Just go all the way in there?
Yes,
all the way in there, bro.
No!
All the way in there.
Oh, shit!
Dude, I can't tell if Rick is excited
you know
for this
what?
One or not.
Just do it.
Ranch dressing, dude, that's all I have to say.
Oh! God! He's slowly pulling away at the last poop! Bro! She's pulling out Lunchables from third grade.
You have to open your legs and...
Oh! You have to go baby pose. You have to go baby pose. Hold those legs.
Run that eagle!
No,
it looks really funny in there.
I'm gonna fucking pass it.
Whoa.
Don't pass after you're a big motherfucker.
There's no way.
No one's gonna lift you.
There's Nicole. There's no way I'm losing. No way.
They're gonna have to call 911 for you.
Why is that? Wait. For those of you at home, again, we have a bet going on. Osai has a bet going on with Nicole. So
yeah,
you're saying you're not gonna lose at all.
I'm not gonna lose.
You're that confident.
I am that confident.
Nicole, what must I do?
But I'm gonna make sure.
And why are you that confident, though?
Because this thing, I'm never going through this. I plan on never getting this done.
Bro!
Ever.
She's
all right, and before the, like, we actually got here and saw this painful event go on, for the fellas. Did you guys contemplate, like, maybe, you know, I would do it, maybe?
Yeah, seriously. I was like, you know, it's
I'm still contemplating
that.
Stu's still contemplating.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Craig, would you?
What, this? Fuck no!
But part of me likes some pain, which is really weird. So to me, this seems like an okay experience. Not for Rick as much, but...
Part of me likes some pain.
And I was like, so why, what changed it for you? So you went from, you know what, maybe, yeah, why not? To fuck no.
The scream from this man, like, legit.
This is hot.
He's levitating off the bed every pull. Like, he's literally going into an outer body experience right
now. She's so deep in the bowl. She's so deep in there. But she's gone where no man should ever go before.
I legit.
That's why she's a woman.
It's so deep.
I am.
Could you imagine if
women,
I
what the fuck do you guys do this for? First of all, it had to be a guy who came up with this shit.
You think?
I'm so famous.
It's always the guys.
Huh? It's always the guys.
The guy that came up with this
is
like, we gotta do this to women because guys ain't gonna get this shit done.
Hell no.
Bro, she's waxing the wrinkles off his balls. No.
There's a Dave Chappelle bit on this.
Is there really?
Is there is?
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta find this and put it up on the podcast.
Oh,
dude,
and the balls.
Oh, nah, bro, is that warm? Bro, do you want her to check for polyps while she's up there, homie?
Bro, she's gonna rip your brain from your head. I mean,
okay. Shh.
From your...
Oh, my bad. I had to step out of the way.
Two.
Nice and quiet.
One.
Stu's an asshole.
Russ!
Juice, that pelvic
thrust. That pelvic hip thrust was amazing.
You got these arches in your back, bro.
Oh no.
No wonder those women love you.
I'm like, I don't know where Stu's going with all this, but.
Can you spread your cheeks?
I'm going nowhere.
I mean, they're kind of like white.
But I know where she's going.
Wait, that's where. Can you spread your cheeks? Take your hand and spread your cheeks, bro.
Bro, she's ready to get all the hair out of Brown Town, dude.
Okay.
All
right, now spread your cheeks.
Okay.
Thank
you. Left cheek. Spreading my cheeks. This is so weird. Spread them.
Bro,
oh,
you're like Goatsy status.
I'm trying to think, like, any of my Marines. I'm trying to think if any of my Marines ever did this. I might have to ask him.
Don't let go.
Because I guarantee you, I probably got some Marines that probably did this.
Yeah, probably.
Ready?
Not letting go.
This warm feeling feels good.
You're there.
That warm.
Just don't rip your ass apart, bro, because that's a different kind of
call.
Oh,
God, Marty. What?
Oh,
my God. This is so delirious. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Come on!
One more side.
Rest in peace.
That was just one side?
That was one side.
Oh, I can't tell anymore.
I can't believe
that was one side of his butt.
Listen, I've never had this done. Oh, she's in it, bro. She's in there. I can feel it, bro. Trust me. I can feel it. I didn't know they went that far either.
Wait,
I'm not gonna lie.
Was
that was the moment that I decided that I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Stu goes like, I draw the line there.
That epilepsy,
forget the balls, forget the shaft, forget the armpits, forget everything else. That one spot was it.
That was it. That's like that part of the asshole that you're like, oh my gosh, everything can come out from there.
Bro, I went from not knowing this man a week ago to being so close to this man now.
Yeah,
I know Fitz's wife is never going to know.
You're invited to the wedding.
Yeah, right? You're pretty much.
Your anus is bleeding.
Hey, for starters, why are you looking at his butt?
I mean, I'm looking at the paper towel.
That one.
It's going dab, and then it comes off of there, and it's like, shit.
All right, there's a piece here, too.
Oh,
bye bye, ballerinas.
A piece of what?
There's hair.
Just scratch
your
hair.
You got some left over.
You got this, dude. You're cool.
Hey, don't be a McBitch.
I'm exhausted. This took so much energy.
That's what she said.
This took so much energy out of me.
Not bad. I can't imagine.
Like,
you know how sometimes
you
get sick and you sometimes feel the pain inside. It just hurts and stuff. That's probably like his nervous system and all that shit just tighten enough so much. He's going to be tired as hell out of this. All your energy went into like crying.
Ooh. All
right, I'm going to get
you.
You know what you should do, right?
Oh,
you should go to the gym after this.
Right. Work it out.
Yes.
Go to one of martial arts classes. You'll be smooth as fuck. Your kicks are gonna be so much smoother.
Boy, I woke up on time
There's
today.
There's so much blood, dude.
I think that's
okay.
So
is
really?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
In that area between, like, the cock, the balls, and
hey,
the asshole,
wait,
yeah,
wait, wait, this
a
is
lot
the best
blood.
Part. This is where she gets to bless him
with
the
alcohol.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Alcohol. Wait, what?
Aloe first.
Damn it.
Aloe first.
Lucky she's nice.
Yeah.
Listen, man.
Just slap some barber's alcohol right on the labels.
Wow.
Woo! There you go. You
just... Be like, hey, good game.
I would just love it.
You should get your brother. Get some alcohol from your brother. Like, yo.
No,
just throw it in there.
It's just cold.
I will do
I'm
a,
so cold. I see the light.
I will
so
do a
cold.
Chris 20 to anyone who's close.
Cold.
I like it cut, G. Then slap the walls.
Oh my god, Pickle Rick, man.
I am gonna look once you're done with the alcohol or whatever the hell is sign.
Do you look like regular?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here with that.
The
what?
Fuck out of here with that. Just
what?
Do this regularly.
So, yeah.
She
says she's got a regular.
Guy comes every 2 months.
For
no, that dude needs to be on a watch list. That is not a normal man.
Listen, it takes him 2 months just to recover.
It's probably
a mental trauma.
Fucking Massachusetts.
It's probably
Massachusetts.
Nah, the president probably was. He's like some CIA officer.
No, it should be equivalent of like when women give birth and they're like, it hurts so bad, but I want to have another baby. You're gonna do it again once some girl enjoys it.
Okay. Oh, but
No.
Sorry.
This is a unanimous decision,
right?
And we are speaking
no.
for Rick.
The man council. The man council rejects that offer.
Nah. If you do this willingly again, his man card is revoked.
Pretty much.
What the hell?
Yeah.
The council of men is spoken.
Want to see the mirror?
See the mirror.
Yeah, let's see the mirror.
Oh, she's gonna hold
you
the mirror to his balls.
No,
he can see how clean it is.
Yay.
I bet it's the prettiest your junk has ever looked, right?
The funny part is he's using the mirror to look at himself. He's like, this is zoomed in? I can't see.
Zoom.
You can probably like go like this, but
yeah,
you can actually
like,
see.
That's never again.
So put it down there so you can actually see. There you go.
That's never again.
No, you gotta understand, his neurological systems are completely jacked right now.
He's like hand movement, what?
He's just like, listen, just put some...
Are you good?
Buckets in my mouth.
Was it as good as he thought it was gonna be?
My dick needs to recover.
Wait, how long do you think it's gonna take for you to recover?
Like, half a day.
Half a day? That's it?
That's not bad, dude.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
I gotta like, get all the wax off.
For sure you don't need like a little...
I gotta take this thing for a test drive.
Don't you?
So, women, I mean, so
ladies,
especially if you guys hear the podcast,
oil takes a wax.
Let us know. So, you know, a guy just got waxed. Are you down for that?
Or the faces and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have any.
Does that turn you on? Does that impress you?
Yeah, or no. I just
laugh
at it later, though.
Yeah,
no, it's
ridiculous.
Swiss and arms, too.
It's
the same thing. Is it still sticky?
I have my arms down in a long time, so I don't know if this is.
Because it may have been sticky.
A little bit.
Alright, so do you want some oil or do you want some.
Alcohol.
Damn.
Alcohol.
You don't have to do the alcohol.
Wait.
Don't half-ass it. Full-ass it.
Yeah, full-ass it, bro.
We already did full-ass it.
I know, that's why there's no hair down there.
Half-ass, you gotta
bottle.
Finish.
Is it just a spray bottle?
Yes, it's a spray bottle.
Right.
Right. You don't want
it, run it.
Hey, bro.
You guys are terrible.
Look at her, she's like, oh my god.
You guys are terrible friends.
Listen, if you're gonna do something, go all the way with
nobody
it.
Asked
you're already here, you know?
Nobody asked him to do this. This was something that he was like, okay.
No, you actually...
The price of my
stuff. Well, you
can
work
this.
I said it. You agreed.
Oh, shit! I know! The spray!
Yes!
So the last procedure was alcohol after the wax.
On his booty hole.
Straight on. Yep, on the booty
hole. On the booty hole, bro. Oh,
geez. Damn, Rick. You got it, though. Go you.
Hey, man, if you jerk off, you're going to hit yourself in the face. That shit is smooth.
Jesus, dude. Yeah, he just said that.
Oh, my God.
You're a big fan of me.
Yo, real talk, Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's. You are the biggest man in the room, let me tell you.
Wow. I don't know how we're going to top this one, but...
I don't think you can. That is peak.
When
right
do you
there.
Guys have to get one?
No.
The man council has already decided.
Listen,
if I lose the bet,
the next person to get waxed is outside.
If I lose the bet,
What's the bet?
It's a personal bet.
You know the shit I just went through.
It's a personal bet, but if I lose
leave it alone.
I will have to come in and get a Brazilian.
Are we all going to be on the podcast for it?
Yes.
I
like it's not his choice for this one. Yes.
Why come nobody gave him a choice? Like, no. Yeah.
You think Nicole's going to say no to that? She's going to say yes.
I like that. Nicole's, she's a great chick.
Okay, Nicole, please win.
Hey, nah, hit us up for real. We'll help you win.
Just don't bet on the dolphins.
I don't get the stickiness off my hands.
That's what she said.
A therapist?
White? Yeah, right?
So what's the name of the salon?
Rosie's Toesies
Implantation.
Sweet.
Shout out
11.
To Rosie's
she is
Toesies.
An absolute professional. Come here. Get your Weibos waxed.
Yeah.
Or get your mani pedi and your Weibos waxed.
And if you come with eyes, come in.
If you come with your friend, she'll smile with her eyes just for you as well.
There you go. All right, guys. So
I think that concludes it.
Yeah, that
this
concludes.
Is a lot of pain for one day.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the greatest.
So officially, guys, this ends the next episode of the D Squad.